Hello, hello.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift.
You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing on this wonderful, evening?
Hey, people.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for another day to be with everyone. It is truly, truly, truly a blessing to be with everyone again. We're just going to go ahead and start this. I'll open up with a little prayer so that we can go ahead and jump right on into it. Is that all right? You want to open up or you want me to?
You got it.
Father, heaven, Lord God, we tell you thank you, God.
Thank you,
we give
Lord.
You glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father, because you are awesome, God. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, God, even the things that you're bound to do, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, forgive
Lord.
Us, O God, for where we missed it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to honor you on this evening, Father God. We ask that you let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, O God, be acceptable in your sight, O God. Father, because you know what your people need, what your people stand in need of, oh God.
Yes.
And Father God, you know your people, you know the individuals, the ones that just need a little encouragement, oh God. And so God, we ask now, Father God, that you just let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we may speak a word, oh God, that will penetrate the heart, that will water the grass, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Please,
and Father God, we thank you now. And God, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we say this prayer in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Good afternoon. Good. You know what time of day it is. Amen.
It's been a very long day and long weekend.
A long weekend.
I know. I want to, before we get
Wait till the end.
I wanted to thank everybody who registered for the event yesterday. Marriage Takeover Live was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
Such a great time.
Yes, it was.
It was really, really good. So I am
like,
so grateful.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome.
Hey, Kezo. So I am just excited. I am glad that everything went well. I am glad that we had a great time. Michael Gaines, thank you so much with the Print Your Vision T-shirts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We had a great time. Everybody, what they like the shirts, they Kalani's gifts and designs for the gift baskets. Thank you so much for the gift baskets. Rhema Worship Center and our Marriage Takeover team for volunteering, for decorating, for planning, all that great stuff. We are done. And for, again, all of our attendees for registering, we had such a great time.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes. Everyone,
for our very first live event, it was phenomenal.
Yes. I tell you, for everyone, again, I got to give a shout out to my man, Michael Gaines, with Print Your Vision T-shirts. Thank you, my brother, because these things are nice. Hey, I got to give you a call because I got something else coming down the pipe. Hallelujah.
It was really challenging just because I knew what I wanted. I didn't know how to describe it. I didn't know how to communicate it. And I thank you so much for bringing it on through.
I'm telling you, the one thing, you know how when you do something, you kind of realize you got to kind of learn from things that you know what I'm saying, that you might have missed, things of that nature. Because I tell you one thing, man, it was truly, truly, truly a blessing. And it's not but just how I feel about it. It was just the feedback that we received from it. Because, man, when I tell you, God is just on the move with doing just things, new things with couples. It's been awesome. And I promise you, if you miss it this time, because we already begin, already it's like, okay, when is part two? When is the second one coming?
Right.
It need to come soon. Like, it need to come quick.
Give us a break. It's coming.
So it's going to happen because I tell you, it's just been, been wearing our hearts on trying to, okay, when we're going to be able to do the next one. Because, you know, we just want to see the people. We just want to see couples continue to, stay united. Because
right.
then, you know, when you begin to look at a lot of stuff today, a lot of things are changing. And so we just want to thank God for keeping marriages still together. And, you know, we all need that encouraging word to move forward. So if I sound a little hoarse right now, that is because of the awesome times that we had on
yesterday.
We had
a good time yesterday, you guys.
So go ahead. You got more you want to do?
No. I just was going to do a recap of kind of what we talked about, just a few things.
Sure.
So we were talking about just some of the things that every person within so if you think of every person, every couple, everybody is looking for love, respect, freedom, significance, self-worth, recreation, peace in the home, and then peace with God.
Yeah.
So that was just a couple of things that we talked about on yesterday, and we kind of broke it down into different segments and different pieces.
Yeah, man. Like when we got to talking about differences and how to cope with one another's differences, man, that right there was like, that was awesome. That was awesome. It was, I think that was really like one of the biggest topics that we see, like we just couldn't move
we
from.
Did, right.
And
right.
I'm telling you, it just seemed like time just flew by then. It's like, oh, this is good. Okay. It's, sorry. You know, time went on just that fast. But we thank God because of for the couples that was just enriched with everything that took place. And so, you know, we thank God, and we just gonna continue keep rolling with what God has. I don't know how much talk I'm gonna be able to do today because it seems like my voice is it seems like it's pilling more and more
don't
and more.
Do that.
so I'm trying my best. Yeah, pray for me, saints. Pray, saints. Pray, Lord, touch my throat. So what's the problem?
Go ahead. Our YouTube seems to be disconnected.
Oh, so we're going to, okay, sorry about that.
Go ahead.
So we're going to just continue to move on because there are some awesome things that is taking place, and we're going to move on with the next thing. I hope you all will be able to hang with us because you know what? I actually want to because I think I've been giving it all the time, and, you know, a little homework. And it was so funny on how we kind of saw a lot of the homework that even some of the people that had showed up, some of the couples that showed up that were actually doing their homework and was able to see change and able to see a difference take place. So, man, I'm blessed. I tell you, I'm blessed because to know that, you know, when the scripture says that we're overcomers by the word of our testimony. So it's our testimony that begins to strengthen others. Amen. And what? I missed something. Did I miss something?
Mm-mm.
I didn't miss. Okay. And so, you know, we're grateful. So today on this broadcast, we're still going to continue on. We're talking about far as with some of the things that we kind of, I don't want to say kind of left off on, but we want to continue to talk about when you are with your spouse. There is a question that, you know how when you and your spouse is out in public and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, y'all chilling, y'all doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, y'all moving, you know, enjoying the pretty day, the walks on the beach, you know, the boardwalk,
right.
The ball, whatever. Wifey had grabbed it. She had saw a question.
Yeah, I saw a question on Pastor Will Courtney's Facebook page, and it said, what do you do when you're with your spouse or your significant other or your boo-thang or your boyfriend or your whatever, and a beautiful lady walks by, and he turns his head,
But not just a beautiful lady. also
wait a minute.
I was just gonna say a nice guy. Whatever.
Eye candy, okay?
Ain't no candy but this over here. You hear me?
Wait a second. Good eye candy. So what happens when they turn around and they look? What do you do?
So what is it?
What
would your feeling be when you lay up too many smiles? But
right. Y'all know what it is.
What would your feeling be when you, you know what I'm saying, witness or have to deal with that? What was your feeling? This was back in my early life before Jesus really got a hold of me.
When we first got together.
When Jesus got a hold of me.
Listen.
He got a hold of me.
When we first got together, we were first married, the first five or six years.
Go ahead, talk about it. First five or six years,
I dealt with insecurity. So I was insecure about who I was, about my body, about everything. So I was so bad, y'all. Why are you so far away from me? I don't know. This dude.
Y'all see this?
Wait a second. So this dude would like to wear his sunglasses, y'all. So what I would do, because I knew he was going to look. I knew if somebody was pretty, was walking by, I knew he was going to look. So I'm looking to just kind of, see the trust card. I'm trying to see kind of what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. And he would always look, but he would always have these dark shades. So I'm looking underneath the
shade. Underneath the shade.
I'm looking all under the shade.
Okay, what are you looking for? You want to see what I'm seeing? I'm in here. Here you go.
And then I would get upset because I'm like, well, why you do that? Why you this? Why you that? But now that we've grown, it's a matter of, so through that process, that was then, like I said, the first 5-6 years. Now it's, I fully understand who I am. I fully understand who, well, not fully, but I understand myself a lot more, and I understand kind of who I am, where I am, what I offer, what I bring to the table. So now it's a matter of I'm no longer insecure. I'm no longer jealous. So now we could be walking down the street or walking somewhere, and a beautiful young lady will walk by, and he'll look, or I'll say, wasn't she gorgeous or wasn't she pretty? And I may even stop her and say, you are absolutely beautiful. And then we'll laugh about it and we'll talk about it.
She asked me, was she pretty? All I say, baby, you the finest thing walking. I ain't see what you was talking about.
But it's true. And then the same thing with me. So I like big arms. Like if I see a dude with like a bust.
Okay, I got to get in the gym, Slim. Like, I got to get back in the gym. I think mine's too small now.
And really pretty eyes, like that's my weakness. And so we'll walk.
You gotta let the sun shine on mine.
And I'll be like, babe, how come you don't my, work in the gym anymore?
Because I don't let myself go. I just let myself go. I don't let myself go.
So that's like for me, that's me. Where I used to be and kind of where we are now. We can actually talk about it now, and you know, talk about kind of what we both liked about that person, you know, walking by, whatever the case is, and it not be an issue. Kathleen, she said, my father always said that human nature will always acknowledge beauty. However, it's how you handle it. That's so true. I'm secure, but you won't be disrespecting me either. That's true.
But see, and that's the thing. When you are, and see, that's where it comes, that's where a lot of things begin to come into play. I'm not saying there's a difference from looking and a different, there's a difference from looking and from lusting.
Right. So that would be when it becomes disrespectful. So it's absolutely human to look at other people and to admire everybody's beauty. Like God makes people so uniquely them. And whether it's their eyes, their muscles, their body, their physique, like whatever it is, it's, you know, God makes them and it's beauty. And so it's about how you handle that and making sure that you don't do it in a disrespectful manner so that your spouse doesn't feel insecure or feel like they have to be watching for something because, like, wait a minute, you're going too far.
Right.
You can turn your head now.
Yeah, right. You ain't no need now. You got 2 seconds to get it back right. It's 1-1000, 2-1000, and we're done. And we're moving forward.
Right.
So I lost my train of thought. But wait a minute. It's coming back.
What would you do?
Huh?
What would you do?
What did I always do? I got back in the gym for 5 minutes. I'm pumping the iron to get back in it. Because I guess as far as with me, it was like, oh, you like that? Okay, I'm not that. But I still need to be pleasing to the eyes, to her eyes, right? So oftentimes we can let ourselves go to a point to where it's like, dang, it's like really what you care about. Because you got to understand, one thing is that when I step out, I'm representing her. When I say step out, I'm talking about going outside. I'm talking about like going, you know, throughout your day. That's what I'm talking about. So when you are going to work, how you present yourself, it's a representation of your wife. And how your wife represent herself, it's still a representation of you. And so I'm going to be honest with you, because you just got some people like us. You got some. I'm fine in sweat. When we go out, I'm fine in chilling gear. I mean, if I stood up, you would see the difference between me and wifey.
I got the full kit and caboodle on, except for shoes, and he just got the shirt.
Listen, I just left the playground. You hear me? I got no problem with that. Look at
and gym shorts.
Boom! Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. I'm trying to tell you, this is me. So,
oh man!
Yeah, and so you know, it's kind of like that. But my thing is, like she said, we've reached that place to where she has an assurance. I don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
Because like I told her, I'm more afraid of God than I am her. And it's like, I'm scared. I remember I told her one time, I really felt this lady was coming on to me.
You better watch.
I was like, I said, babe, I got nervous and ran. I didn't know what to do. I'm serious, but when your relationship, when your communication is so open, these are the kind of communications, these are the kind of talks that you can have. Because it's like, man, wasn't this person nice? And he was like, yeah, I had to tell him. Sometimes wife would take that thing overboard. She's like, oh, girl, them shoes, where you get them from? Girl, your hair is on point.
Well, not only that, because I remember
ladies,
there was
y'all,
a time.
Y'all know how y'all do all that.
Well,
stuff.
Not only that, but I remember there was a time where I couldn't give a lady a compliment. There was a time where I wasn't mature enough to give somebody a compliment. There was a time where I wasn't mature enough to appreciate another female and what they had to offer. So now if I see that you have something really nice or whatever, like I'm mature enough to say that you're beautiful. I'm mature enough to say that you look really nice. I don't know what they're going through because they can be beautiful and still not have that self-assurance that they need. So me telling them that, being mature and owning my own self and owning my own right and owning exactly who it is I am and appreciating that, I can be blessing somebody else by telling them how beautiful they are when they don't even realize how beautiful they are.
Right.
So that's why I do go overboard. I remember there was a time in my life where I couldn't do that.
So, you know, when we saw that question, I was like, huh, because I kind of understood, and in the beginning I understood because of insecurity. And so it's just like the one thing, you have to also recognize where your spouse is and how you want to keep your house. So, you know, if your spouse is dealing with insecurity, then at the same time while you're praying for your spouse, to let them know that they are fine with who they are. They, you know what I'm saying, how God has created them. You're fine with you have to accept who you are. And if you don't like who you are, begin to chase after God, not man, because it's God that's going to bring that reassurance on what he has given you,
right,
and what he has placed in you and what deposit, same thing as place, right? So what God has put in you, so you have to make sure that you stand on what God has already said about you.
Right.
I'm going to need your help with this, baby.
What's that?
Because my
listen, you want something to drink? Why are you yelling?
Hit me if I'm talking too loud. Hit me if I'm talking too loud.
Why are you yelling?
See, ain't nobody hit me. See, ain't nobody hit me. So you know, so when you are, so when you're looking at, when you're looking at, you know, stuff of that nature, you have to know where your spouse is, and you got to have the important key is that you have to have the line of communication open.
Right.
Because then you can't have these things. I remember at one point when wife was working in the Pentagon, you know what I'm saying? This dude was like, yo, I'm going to let her tell this one.
It was so bad. I was scared, y'all. Like, you know, it's cute when I'm going to say this. And ladies, you know how you know how it is.
I don't want everybody to see me get
I'm
upset.
About keeping it real. Right?
We're going to keep it 100.
So you know how after you've had a baby and you have been married for some time, you know, you feel like maybe sometimes you lose your itch, you lose your groove. Well, not your itch, but, you know, and sometimes you feel like you lose your little groove, right?
Your skill set has diminished.
Not that it's a skill set, but, you know, so when somebody is admiring you, it feels kind of good. They, you know, you're so beautiful, you're so cute, you this, like it makes you feel good for a minute, right? So it was good until it wasn't. And I was like, this dude is scary. This guy was... He was showing up when he worked in the Pentagon with me. He would show up to the office. He would follow me home. Like, I didn't even realize that the dude knew. Like, I don't think he lived out in the area we were. And then when I looked up and I saw that he was in the neighborhood, I was like, what the heck? He showed up, followed me home. Then he kept just, like, every time I'm married, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that. Well, yeah, well, you know, your husband can't this, your husband can't that. And I'm just like, no, boo, like, I'm good. Like, it got to the point to where after I had gotten, you know, y'all know I can get, if you know me, Kathleen, so you know, cuzzo. Like, we can get to the bottom of hood if we need to get there. And so I was just like, dude, like, back up. Like, it's too much. Back up, I'm good. We all right. We're good. Like, it's cute for a little bit, but now you're going overboard, so I'm going to need you to step back. And if you don't step back, then we're going to have a serious problem. What you can't do is you can't pray in the spirit. Like, what you can't do is you can't.
Hold on, wait a minute. But wait a minute. Tell him. But, yeah, tell him first. It's like, you know, when it's like, hey, well, how you told me, it was like, you know, hey, you know, your man can't do this for you. Your man can't do this for you. But then you was like, well, can you do this?
That's what I was talking about. You can't
you
pray
got
in
lost
spirit.
In the way you were
yeah,
going.
Yeah, you can't pray in the spirit. So if there's something going on with me and I need to know that you're connected with God, like that's something you can't do. You're proving that by your actions right now. You're not going to be able to be able to minister to me like I need to be able to be ministered to. You're not going to be able to pray for me just because of how you're coming at me. So I already know, like, you sideways. And it got to the point to where Eric was just like, do I need to step up?
Listen, you done heard? No, you done heard it. See, this is the thing, man. Understand this. Like I told her, if she ever wants to leave, there's a door. I can't keep no one that don't want to be kept, right? But I'm not finna just let anybody come in here and take what's mine out. Oh, heck no. If I was unsaved, I would have said something else. But I'm just saying, that's not what we're doing. And so, and that's why, like I told, I said, listen, you can, you know, until you feel as though it's too much, then I will come in and handle this.
Yeah, when you showed up in the neighborhood, it was too much.
Slim, he lucky she didn't tell me he was in the neighborhood, Slim, because we was going to have to, I put like this, all my cousins, all y'all, is going to need y'all to come bail me out. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. God is good. Amen. Amen. So, but that was a question I kind of wanted to throw out there because I was just like, you know, when we saw it, I was like, oh, I wonder, how would everybody else feel with that one? So
what do you guys feel? Like, check in. If you are with your significant other and they turn around and they look, like, what's the response?
Come, you know, it's on a delay, so we have to catch them when they come in. So we're gonna continue to move while you're checking in. Hallelujah. And so now check this out. So I wanna when she said earlier was that, when she didn't feel like she had it, you know what I mean? Because as she had a baby, ladies, you know how you are. But at the same time, you know, men, what do we do when our wives are feeling that way? Do we give up? Do we give up? Do we get up and give them a word of affirmation? Do we remind them of how beautiful that they are? Do we find that small thing that they didn't think we see, and we give them a compliment off of that? Because and oftentimes, you know what, thank you. You know, and sometimes we can begin to take one another for granted.
Yes.
And when you begin to take one another for granted, then it's like, oh, you're supposed to say that. Or I mean, one time I had said something to her. She was like, well, baby, you're supposed to say that. I was like, what makes me supposed to have to say what I just said? Anyway, you know, and what reason would say I'm supposed to do this? Because you got to understand, every day when you wake up, you have a choice.
Right.
You have a choice to be with the one you have a choice. You have a choice to say, you know, nice things or bad things. You have a choice. But the thing is that where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? And so in that instance, you have to make sure that your spouse is going out to face the world with knowing that you truly love them from the very place and even of how they're feeling. I have got to go and get something to drink.
Go grab something to drink, babe. All right,
you got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
You got it.
So one of the other things that we talked about yesterday in the session was when it comes to, like, when you're disagreeing. So one of the questions came in about how do you communicate when it comes to when one person is listening but the other person, when one person is talking but the other person is hearing but not listening. And so one of the things that we mentioned and that we wanted to be able to offer was just to clarify the problem. A lot of times there is a situation where it's this one problem that's taking place, and this one problem, this one situation, and you're talking around it, or you're moving around it just because your life is so busy. You're moving around it because everybody has to work. You're moving around it just because you're really not dealing with the issue. So what is the root of that problem? Like, really sit down and figure out, okay, we had this situation, this and this is taking place. What is the problem? Let's clarify the problem. And then when you understand how to clarify that problem, understand that you control your response. Like, there were so many times when Eric and I'm the one where, well, we both really are bad. It's like, if we're stubborn, somebody got to have the last word. So it got to a point to where he would say one thing, I would say another thing, and then we try to end it, and so, and huh, and what, and whatever. So just so somebody could just have that last word, it's because in your mind, you want that last word. Like, nobody wins until you have the last word. So it was a matter of, okay, who's going to have the last word? What are you saying? Why are you saying that? But understand, you control your response.
Right.
It becomes an argument, or it becomes a situation that gets out of control when the other person responds in a way that they probably shouldn't respond.
Right.
You might have all the right to respond that way, but if you turn that situation and you want to diminish it, it's just a matter of how you respond. It's a matter of sometimes just being quiet. It's a matter of, listen, just not right now. We're not going to have the conversation. I appreciate it. I hear you. But really what I want to be able to do is let's just walk away from this conversation right now. Let's think about what's going on, and then let's regroup. And then so we're doing that. And then where does the problem come from? There is some situations where you face yourself in life and you figure out that a lot of the situation that you have, it comes from and stems from, like, your childhood, things that you never dealt with, things that you never that you didn't overcome that are now following you. You're as an adult, and it's following you into your marriage. It's following you into the workplace. It's following you as you're parenting, just because you never dealt with that issue. And so now you're in a situation, for example, I'm a workaholic. So I understand that I need to take away some time to break and to, you know, just have recreation time. Like, downtime to me, I don't know what downtime is.
She do not know what downtime is.
I don't know what downtime is. Like, it's either sleep or I'm working. And if I'm up and it's a matter of what are you working on, I'm working on maybe a social media strategy. I'm working on reviewing properties or looking at properties for a client. I'm working on reviewing somebody's resume. Like, I'm working on business things just because I have this dream, this goal in mind. And so what it stemmed from, though, was I remember how I grew up. And so what I wanted to do was be able to offer my children more and never, ever have to go back through what I experienced growing up as a child. It's my want to be able to go and do something. I want to be able to have the ability, the funds, and the resources, the knowledge to be able to just go and do it. And so for me, it was a matter of I got to work, and that's what it's going to kind of unfold and become. So I'm learning
work.
So I'm learning how to balance with the family, with the business, with the ministry. I'm learning all of that. But it was a matter of it drives my family crazy because they're like, oh my God. Like there was one I thought you were gonna mention it. There was one time I'm in the bed, y'all, and like we're supposed to have 10 o'clock, it's supposed to be pillow talk, everything goes off, TV goes off, phones go away, no computers, no none of that stuff. And I'm falling asleep in the bed, phone in hand.
Oh, hold your phone like you had that mug. Like,
locked in.
Like this. she had a phone like this. And I'm looking at her. She had a doze off. And I'm going to say, bye. And you heard I'm going to click. I was like, and she woke up. I said, see, that's what you get.
And so you see, she's got the jewels on it.
Boom. Had one of them little diamonds, a cuddle. One of them little Cuban zirconia. So you have to be crazy. You have to be careful.
Oh, my God.
My bad. I'm getting beside myself.
Instead of him asking me if I was okay.
My bad. I'm sorry. God. I apologize. This is supposed to be one of them. You got to beat him on.
He was just like, you still awake?
Man, the one thing that is hard is balance. That's one of the hardest things that we have recognized is balance because, man, when you can't put it like this, not balanced, something's lacking.
Right.
Something is lacking. And the thing is, you don't want, put it like this, how you put it, you have to be willing to do self-help. And what is self-help? You got to begin to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries. And it's just like, you know, me, I love sports. I was coaching football and wrestling. And so from June to March, I'm moving. Every weekend is like I'm doing something. And then in order for me to balance, I had to let something go. And from that, and it's like, okay, listen, she gave me the time, but it's like, okay, and now if I'm not working on our relationship, then my relationship with my kids go lacking. And with them, it's like, Slim, you seem like you love the other kids more than you love me. And I'm like, oh, dang, my bad. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's not that way.
Right.
And so I had to learn how to balance it. And when you're balancing, your home comes first. That's your home.
Right.
Your home comes first.
Right.
Because it don't matter if everything else fails, I know that my family is still good.
Right.
And so you got to be careful. And so I thought when the phone busted in the air. I thought it would have been a wake-up call. The next day, all she did was just change position. So she fell asleep and was going to go to the side.
Oh, my God.
So she learned from her mistake. And so that's the thing. You got to know when you're getting it in your emotion, you still control your action.
Right.
And so your action don't have to match your emotion.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So go ahead, babe.
No, that was it. It was just kind of, where does the problem come from? So for me, it stemmed from my childhood. And
you know, that's the one thing that I believe that a lot of us sometimes don't really recognize, you know, when we get married, is that we also, that we're with that, when we marry our wife, or, you know, wives, when you marry your husband, sometimes we don't take into consideration that we're taking on the childhood.
Right.
Because the thing is, everybody has baggage.
Right.
Everybody has baggage. I don't care. Yeah, okay, awesome. If God delivered you from it, praise him. You know, now you see, you still, now you have a new, you have a new look out on life, if that makes any sense. But for, you know, regular people that, you know, haven't asked God to deliver them, you know, you have baggage. And so the one thing that you got to understand is that it does not matter where you go in life. I got a buddy of mine that literally lives out of his suitcase because he's on travel. So he's on, because he's on travel so much. But I thank God, because, I mean, when I say I thank God, I'm talking about, because literally his business is booming. And so just be ready for our phone call, because we got a destination we need to hit. Holla at me. So anyway, but the thing is that he's like, because he's on the go, he's living out of his suitcase. You know what I'm saying? But when you coming into a marriage, once you walk into your house, there's going to always be a moment when you get comfortable.
Right.
So once you get comfortable, now you start unpacking your bag. And so when you've been married, two and three years, and now you're like, hold up, what is coming from?
Right.
It's like, oh shoot, I didn't see this. What is? Because this was something that I couldn't. The person or your spouse could not unpack their bags yet because they had not gotten comfortable.
Right.
So now you start seeing, you know, their childhood struggles, their personal struggles, their, you know, attitudes that stayed on the low. If they was molested as a child, not both male or, I mean, husband or wife, you know, if they were abandoned, you know what I'm saying? You start recognizing all of this, because even oftentimes, even in some abusive marriages, it wasn't seen in the beginning. It was just once they got comfortable and unpacked their bags, now you start to see, like, hold up, wait a minute, where did this come from? And so oftentimes we don't take none of that into consideration, because it's like nowadays it seems like you got to take a DNA test and all other kind of tests.
You better.
Because, you know, it's like, I don't know who you are, you know what I'm saying? And so when you're getting married, these are certain things that you might want to kind of ask going into it. Because, like, yo, how was your childhood? I need to know. Did your parents let you outside and play? And if not, I need to know. You know what I mean? Because, like, for her, she was scared of grass. And I'm like, listen, I'm not living on concrete everywhere. I need some grass. I'm a country boy.
I was just allergic to the grass. So it wasn't that I was scared of the grass. It's I knew the results of playing in the grass and being in the grass.
So now I want y'all to go back to the fall, right? We put up a post to see if she was going to help me with the yard work.
I did, though.
Again, I need y'all to go back and need y'all to look at who put in over 90% of the work.
Well, you did. I was supposed to help, not do the work.
Wait a minute. I'm just trying to.
I helped.
See what I'm talking about? I got it. Just like that cell phone. I got it.
I helped. That's just like, I don't know if you remember, like when we were dating. You know how when you're on your first couple of dates or whatever, with your mate or whatever, and you're afraid to fart in front of them or around them, but then once you get married, it's just like, what? Just let it rip in. Like,
it's like, oh, wait a minute. You are too
comfortable.
You are too comfortable. No, that stank.
Right.
Remove thyself.
Go
please.
Check your system.
Yeah, you need to go check your pants. Check your pants. That's all wet. So. So you have to understand literally who you married, because there are also sometimes you got to know, hey, how did I marry someone that dealt with depression? You know, have I dealt, am I married to one that had to deal with abandonment?
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Because then you get like, Joe, why is my spouse so controlling? Well, you know, maybe something has happened in their past that they have not let go of or even forgiven the person.
Well, not only that they didn't have control over. So now everything in their life, they want, it's a guarantee that they won't do anything or be in a situation or be a part of anything that they can't control.
Right. Right.
And then understanding what model are they following. So for a lot of people, they didn't have a really good model. Like we have been married, actively married, the longest of any of our family members. So for me, it's a matter of, you know, hey, that was a generational curse that we were able to break off of our families just because of the length and the time frame of our marriage. So what model did they have to follow?
I mean, my brother's been married. He's married just a little bit longer than me. Just a little bit, I want to say about maybe 5 years, I want to say. But pretty much, yeah. And so we've had to deal, you know, also with a lot of that because, you know, the models that we've had in front of us, you know what I'm saying, wasn't,
right.
I guess I say, it. It was like the examples that we had, you know what I'm saying? When you look at it, like for us, it was, you know, the Huxtable.
Right.
That's showing us successful, you know, saying that you can do this thing and also raise, you know, kids. But when you look at it during that time, that wasn't your average, quote unquote, household.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For our culture, let me say. Average. I say it wasn't the average household.
Right.
We were still, to my understanding, to my knowledge, that's what we were still striving for and still, you know what I'm saying, getting to, if that makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where we at? You know, we just hit such a dull moment. Not a dull moment. I tell you, we had such an awesome time yesterday. I'm still on the high on that one.
Right.
So you got,
let me see.
What's the word I'm looking for? I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, one of the questions we asked was, what's the purpose of your marriage?
Yes.
So let's talk about what's the purpose of your marriage. Thinking about that. So if you, and then it's important for you to understand what the purpose of your marriage is. So when you hit that hard patch, when you hit that hard time, then you go back to that trusting in God to be like, okay, wait a second, Lord. Now this is what you said. So we're believing and we're trusting on you to understand and to teach us and to guide us as to what we're supposed to be doing in this time. So what's the purpose of your marriage? How do you figure that out? How do you understand what that is?
Right. But, you know, that's when you really come together and wrap yourself far as with what God is doing, what God is, you know, saying to each of you. Because no matter how you look at it, to me, I strongly believe that the purpose of your marriage also is going to mirror or match the purpose of your life. No matter what God has said or even in the direction that God has set for, you know, the wife or has set for the husband. It's just the direction of where you're going. Because, you know, one thing, like I was saying, for a husband, I believe that, you know, the husband should be visionary. I'm not saying that wives can't. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, husband, you being the prophet, priest, and king in your home, you should be a visionary. Because vision should always be there because you're always striving yourself to go somewhere.
Right.
And so, and the thing is, I mean, women, if you know somebody that's about to get married, ask them to ask their engaged,
fiance.
Thank you. Your fiance, hey, you know, where are we going? Where are you taking us? You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, what scripture tells us that without a vision, the people perish. And so I don't want to go out roaming in the desert because I don't know the direction of where we're going.
And then understand that whatever you go through in that relationship is not just for you, but it's for somebody else.
Right.
Everything that we're doing, the purpose, everything that God is allowing to take place, it's for you to be able to help and to minister to somebody else. I don't care what it is. Now, if you are in an abusive relationship, get out. Get out now. If you are verbally abusive, physically abusive, seriously.
Seek counseling.
Get out of that marriage. You need to make sure that you're safe.
Seek counseling.
Get out and then seek counseling.
When you get to a safe place, seek counseling.
Right.
Oh, no, because
get out and be safe.
It's serious because when you begin to look at it, because understand that there have been marriages where people that have been abusive, but what they did was they got out safe, and you know how that is. You know, whoever left, now you searching after them, but it's like, no, I'm not going to come back until you seek help.
Right.
And so, I mean, and there has been plenty of marriages that has literally turned around for the better because the husband actually sought help and actually wanted help.
Right.
You know, you have some that plays through it, but hey, when you are serious, help is there. And the thing is, men, you cannot be ashamed to ask for help. Women, it's for both of us. You cannot be ashamed to ask for help because when you look at mental health is serious. It is serious
right.
Because how do you deal when your husband has a mental problem? If your wife has a mental problem, I ain't gonna lie, I thought mine was bipolar for a minute, but we had to see
that PMS is something.
Listen, I'm just saying. But it is serious because I have a brother of mine. You know, he had to seek counsel. He had to seek counsel. It's because it's like, yo, what I'm dealing with, it might be too much for my wife. And so you got to seek counsel so that you can know how to cope. When I say seek counsel, I'm talking about, you know, licensed individual because it's serious. You know, I'm not saying that God can't do it, so you got to go to a counselor. No, I'm saying that God can do it. That's why he put counselors here, so that they can do it, because you got to recognize, you can recognize when something is off with your spouse.
Right.
Because you've already unpacked bags.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, you might have seen signs before it actually happened. You know, I remember the wife's like, babe, you need to go get a physical. Something just seemed to be off with you. Turned out, I'll diagnose with high blood pressure. So she reckoned, wait a minute, we're not getting into that. We're not
like,
getting into that.
What's wrong with you? And you need to go and see some help.
Because it got, it,
and
man.
Got, and you got one more time.
I got one more. I was snapping at everybody. They're like, wait a minute. Listen, you better go to the doctor before I have to deal with you, sir. It's not saying that I was being disrespectful. It was just like, you know, my
was real short, very impatient.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I won't say it was bad, but for me, it was like I didn't, because she knew something was off. You need
right.
to go get checked. And so, and next thing I know, I high blood pressure. And so, oftentimes we cannot be ashamed to go to the doctor. Period. You got some people, they'll go to a doctor. Looking for, for their body. They'll go, they broke something. They'll go to the doctor for the arm. But what about going to the doctor for your head? I'm not saying that you got a headache because something's going on in there. Hello? You want to get to the bottom of it. Because
right.
I ain't going to lie, I sought counsel myself because I just knew I wasn't going crazy. But I hit a point in my life. Well, I'm just trying to figure this thing out. I'm like, listen, we got to deal with some ain't right.
Right.
And so, you know, and I seeked out a doctor because I'm like, hold on. I just need to make sure that I ain't going to plumb. I need to find out what's going on before I go a plumb food. Because
right.
we don't understand even the stressors that it may even cause
right.
on our spouse. Because oftentimes, man, we can, it's like, just like the spirit of depression is so subtle on how and how it can just really creep in. But then you have literally some people where they deal, where their lineage have dealt with the spirit of depression.
Right. And so
you got to be right. I'm going to be honest with you. If I see you in 3 days, in all three of them days, you in all black, my first question, are you depressed? I just need to know because I need to find some help for you right now. Because the press
But it may not just be because they're wearing all black.
No, it may not, but that's just the only sign that I know.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you, with your spouse, understand, if something don't seem right, remember, you're there to help me.
Right.
Help them out.
Right.
Don't continue to kick them down. You got to figure out a way to lift them up. Because
right, build them up, right.
And build them up, yep. Because if I'm just, you know, I'm just saying depression because that's just one that I've been able to recognize that has taken place. Because even you have like those that are married to individuals that's military. It's just like when my wife is a 9/11 survivor,
yep.
On the same side. Just know if she's in the car and I'm pumping gas, I can't shake the car no more.
Don't shake the car.
I can't shake the car no more because it takes her back. But that was something that she had to go and deal with. But I had to make sure that those things that I could not do because I know that's where she's dealing with.
Right.
And so it's on a continual basis. Me personally, please don't try to scare me. Oh, don't. Please
right.
don't. Because that's something that because of even what happened in my youth, it's different. It's different. It's even to the point my wife, she wakes me up first before she kisses me. You know what I'm saying? Because people, I'm telling you that it is real. And guess what? It doesn't matter if you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Guess what? You may still need help. And I'm going to be so serious with because you got to recognize what God is doing in your life. Period, because he wouldn't bring this recognition if it didn't need.
Right.
Or your spouse, he would not have exposed that moment if it was not a need. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, I have my brother, and you know, he did 3 tours over in Iraq, and he called and said, "Yeah, bro, I had to go." I say, "Man, that's good because now that takes a lot of pressure off of your spouse because you don't know." What your wife or, you know, our wives, you may not know how your husband may be feeling on trying to make sure that you're good.
Right. No, that was it. That was really just about being able to understand that and to seek out help when you need help. And I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there, male or female. If you're in an abusive relationship, get out. Get out and seek help. And then move forward from there.
When we're saying get out, we're not saying leave your what's called. We're not saying that. We're saying get somewhere safe.
Safe.
And seek help at the same while you're doing that. Because even from the counselors that I have spoke with, I heard from, they would say the same thing. And so prayerfully, I really because this is something serious. So I'm reaching out to a couple of counselors that I know to see if they would be willing to come on. So that we can interview. So, you know,
some guests on the show.
On how this is, you know, on how serious this is. So, really, please tune in next week when we dive deeper.
Month.
I'm sorry. I said next week. Sorry. Oh, no, Bishop, that's not what I'm saying. So, next month. So, please tune in next month because it could be somebody that you know that might be dealing with their spouse that may have a mental issue. Because, like I said, it's serious. And so we got to close. Man,
yep,
that hour went by quick.
It's 7:53. So I just want to thank, again, everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for the people who supported us yesterday with our first live event, Marriage Takeover. Thank you.
Be
thank
ready.
You,
number
thank
two
you,
coming.
Thank you. The second
If event, you want us to come to your city, just let us know. We on the way.
Let us know. We will come to your city with Marriage Takeover. So let us know. We want to just end it out and thank everybody. Again, the Blog Talk, When Christians Speak Blog Talk, Christian Radio, When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you all as well for just the avenue, the opportunity to just kind of be here and to have the space to share. So thank you so much, ZD, for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. And Fran, thank you guys so much. Like, we appreciate you guys so much. And
yes.
We just want to thank you so much for just everything. We thank God for you guys. We thank God for the online broadcast. We thank God for Marriage Takeover. We just kind of thank God for how it all even evolved. So even for the trials, even for the tribulations, even for every obstacle that we had to go through, because if we didn't have to go through it and we didn't overcome it and God didn't bring us through,
we wouldn't have a testimony. Exactly.
So we thank God for the testimony. We thank God for you all. And thank you so much for your support. And so we're going to end it out. God, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. We magnify your righteous name, God, just because you're Lord, you're God. And we thank you. We thank you for the people that have watched. We thank you for the people who will watch. We ask you to look over their families. We ask you to look over their households, their relationships, their children, their families, God, that you would sit in the midst in the name of Jesus, God, and you would have your way in their lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name
that you would give
Jesus.
Them favor, God, that you would give them peace, God, that you would give them joy, God, that you would give them favor in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we magnify you, we love you, we honor you, we bless you, and we just thank you, God, for just being God.
Yes.
We thank you, God, because you are an all-sufficient God. We thank you for providing every need. We thank you for providing every resource. We thank you, God, for just providing everything that we need, God, because you're an amazing God, and we love you, we honor you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So once again, we're going to run through our thank yous real quick. We're still trying to get good at this. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for putting us on.
When
Christian Speak Blog Talk Radio,
Reverend Ray,
for putting us on. Reverend Ray, we thank you so much. We want to thank Print Your Vision T-shirts.
Michael Gaines,
straight up out of Florida. Thank you, bro. We appreciate you. We want to thank Fran. I forgot the name of your photography company.
Your photography,
I apologize.
Company. Drop it in the comments, Fran.
Please drop it in the comments.
She was trying to enjoy. She couldn't even enjoy.
Well,
every
she take a picture.
She got up and she
take a picture. Girl, put that camera down sometimes.
So
but
much.
We thank you for we thank you for your photos. So
and
please,
Kalani's gift baskets as well.
And Kalani's gift basket. We thank y'all for everything that y'all have done to help make Marriage Takeover a great success. And so we also want to thank even our travel company. I forgot the name.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate
love you.
You know who you are.
Thank
blessed.
You so much. Mwah. Love you guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.
Hey.
You're listening to
Christian
Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey, family, I want to introduce our newest broadcast that joined us in 2018, The Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. They will be addressing a wide range of topics that will serve to encourage you and to strengthen your marriage. So remember, that's every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Marriage Takeover. Over the body of one.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry, we are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks.